day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the discussion of financial results for the half year ended on 30th September 2018 for 1.1 Solutions Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shahina Mukadam. Thank you, and over to you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Shahina here, Head Investor Relations and host for today's conference call for 1.1 Solutions. We have with us the company management to discuss the first half FY19 results for the period ending 30th September 2018. We have with us on the call the CMD, Mr. Akshay Chhabria, Executive Director, Mr. Akash Karnik, and CFO, Mr. Sunil Shah. I will request Mr. Akash Karnik to take us to the first half numbers and developments in the last 6 months. Of course, Mr. Akshay Chhabria and Mr. Sunil Shah will also be there on the call. Subsequently, as we open the floor for Q&A, you can address the questions to them also. So I'll throw open the floor to Mr. Akash Karnik, sir.
So thank you, everybody, and very, very good evening. Before we really get on to the results, just want to do a very small and quick introduction about the company and what we've done in the last 6 months. 1.1 Solutions Limited is a company which is primarily into business process management. We run right about 5 delivery centers between Bombay, Bangalore, Gurgaon, and Indore. We have more than 4,000 employees currently on board with us, servicing about 35 different partners with us. We run 75 unique processes and service in about 30 different languages. We cater to BFSI, telecom, travel hospitality, insurance, e-commerce, D2H, and consumer durable in terms of our industry verticals. We provide services which start from like customer care, email management, our predictive analytics is a very big offering, lead generation, services start from chatbots, IVR, content management, SMS management, facial recognition and voice analytics are some of our features that we basically provide as a solutioning. In the last 6 months, we've added about 5 new logos to our services, out of which are some of the prestigious ones are SBI cards, we've got Ola, we've got Swiggy, we've got Wogo, and we've got SBSC. All these customers have increased our technology presence in terms of our offerings to them, and these are all large IT present companies which are looking for partners who are equivalent to them, and they're very, very happy to be their most chosen partners. Our results closing last 6 months have been very, very satisfactory for us. We've done a top line of about 73 crores for the month ending September, with an EBITDA of about 14 crores, and our PAT is about 4.21 crores. This is where in terms of our numbers we lie, and if you should have more questions in terms of our results and numbers which are shared, I think the team and us will be more than happy to answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The operator will take your name and announce your turn in the question queue. We would request participants to use handset mode while asking your question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Sir, congratulations for the strong set of numbers in the first half of FY19, sir. Sir, I would like to know that in last two half-yearly results, the top line has noticed a good growth, above 70 crores. And prior to that, it was around, say, 40 to 50 crores. Sir, what are the major growth drivers behind this? And should we expect a similar growth in the coming half yearly?
we were on a growth trajectory over the last six-month results that we've been seeing. If you take a look at our last six-month results prior to this, we've also done almost similar kind of numbers. Our growth trajectory is settling down, and in our business, it takes a little time for business to really settle down and then keep growing. We also have seasonalities for various industries. And yes, we should surely expect similar kind of our growth in the coming times for us.
Okay. And sir, what about the bottom line coming ahead? What are your expectations and target behind that?
Definitely, we are meeting the same bottom line like that.
We are cognizant of the fact that with growth, it could have an impact on the bottom line, but we are putting right set of efforts to make sure that we continue this bottom line, and we are trying to improve it by some basis delta points. However, it's all subject to our growth and improvement of the businesses.
Okay, sir, one more question.
Our numbers. Will I try to maintain our numbers all throughout?
Okay, so one more question, sir. Sir, what are your expansion plans going ahead, sir? What will be your approach as there is an intense competition in your segment? So can you put some light on that, sir?
There is a lot of competition in our segment. However, our offerings are equally competitive and definitely creating more space. We've got a very big pipeline of our businesses with us. We are going to focus primarily more on e-commerce and BFSI or the banking vertical, which have got large, just shown large opportunities. And we've stated some early good results in both these verticals, and we are confident that in times to come, we'll have many more logos in these verticals for us to enable our growth trajectory.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ms. Mukaram, we don't have anyone in the question queue.
Also, if we don't have anyone else in the question queue, I think we will end the call. So thank you. Thank you, participants, for attending the call. Thank you, Mr. Akshay. Thank you, Mr. Akash and Mr. Sunil.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, with this, we conclude today's conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.